This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Guru Steiny show. Let's go.
Steph Curry, 56 points last night.
Woo!
Let's get those numbers once again. He has more 50-point games for any player over the age of 30 in the history of the sport.
Damn.
More games with 50 points or more for a player at 35 or older in the history of the sport.
Damn.
One more than LeBron James. He's got three. LeBron has got two. Do you see him? I mean, I thought he was done. I mentioned this.
Seriously, D? Because well, I listen to you and Evan all the time.
No, but I thought, not done in terms of being a good basketball player, but in terms of putting up 50, because he hadn't scored 40 this year. And I talked about how he had, you know, I think back in 2022 when they won the title, he had seven games in that season where he had 40 or more points.
All right.
And so those numbers have been declining. He hadn't had 40 this year. So I didn't see, you know, the 50-point drop that he had last night. Do you think he'll see it again?
Oh, man. The fact that he's feeling so brand new, you know, like a loaf of Wonder Bread. He's just fresh right now. I'm going to say, yeah, Dan. I'm going to say we might see another 50-pointer before the regular season's over.
I was saying in his career.
Oh my gosh. I was saying this season. Hell yes. That's my answer for the for the season, for his career. Yes.
All right.
And I did exercise. If I know you're like, ooh, you didn't run it. Come on, man. These are the five guys, the four guys in the league that I would watch that I have Curry over. But, and this is a compliment to Curry, but they're in this category of, I got to watch Devone play ball. Okay.
All right.
Wimby.
Okay.
My jaw's on the ground. SGA, it's beautiful. It's like watching a ballerina play hoop, okay?
Yeah, smoothest dude I've seen.
All right, there we go.
The ice, man.
And this is where LeBron still, Dan,
yeah.
I watch it and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he's 40.
Yeah, no, I know.
All right? And then the last one, Giannis.
Number five.
They look like avatars, like this, the freaks of nature in a good way. But Steph is not the – he doesn't have all that, but he's still ahead of them to me because the game is about threes, and unlike Ray Allen, Reggie Miller, Hornacek, Mark Price, Jeff Malone, he shoots the threes off the dribble, and that's special, man.
No, and again, the joy that he has in busting for 50 is unlike anybody else. I talked about this. Jalen Brunson had more than 50 points this year. So did Jamal Murray. I think the Ant-Man had more than 50. And believe it or not, you know who had a 50-point game this year? is McCollum for
– Oh, yeah.
Where is McCollum? He's in New Orleans still?
Yes, the boy.
Yeah, he had more than 50 this year.
Yeah.
But who would you rather see score 50 points?
And there
And forget
it is.
About the fact that we're doing a show from San Francisco.
No, it's real.
If you were to go, I don't care, give me somebody objectively sitting in the Midwest, and I was to give you all those players and saying you can see one of those live, who is it that you want to see score the 50? I guarantee you that at least 85% of the people are going to want to see Steph score 50 points because it's just one of those moments.
Yeah.
Man.
And what about, because I've said, and I've given him this, he's transcended the game. You got kids. Shout out to St. Anne's in Union City. They play for a championship this weekend, St. Anne Warriors. But you're seeing kids on that level try to hoist Steph. They're not going to be Wimby, most of them, you know, and they're not that high at that age. But my point is the three ball, we're in that era, D. It hadn't even waned yet. So watching Steph do what he does, it's like the ball's a yo-yo. There's probably going to be some ankle breaks, you know, breaking ankles as he does it. And to watch those shots, just that arc. Chris Mullin used that word. He felt like Curry's heave right before halftime was going in and this shooter talk. But he's saying it on the NBC. He saw the arc and the arc of that shot. Like, I felt like it might go in. And I'm just like, that's what draws us in. So I love all the guys I mentioned. Forgot Ant-Man. But I'm telling you, it's the three ball, man.
It is the three because it gets a lot of criticism because a lot of people are saying it's ruining the sport. But I can go back in the day. I remember this, that a lot of people felt when Michael Jordan was doing his thing.
My man.
Dominique Wilkins.
Ooh.
I remember specifically hearing shows like this. Now, there wasn't a lot of sports talk radio back in the day, but people felt the dunk shot was ruining the NBA. Like, a lot of people said, like, it's the worst shot. It's the worst thing you can do because people got to learn to shoot free throws. Today's college basketball player does not know how to shoot a mid-range. They don't know how to shoot because everybody's in love and enamored with dunking a basketball. It's because of Michael Jordan in the posters. It was because of the tennis shoes. It's because I want to be like Mike. Remember that campaign?
Oh, my gosh.
I want to be like, and what is Mike? Mike is about soaring through the air. And that's
flying.
What everybody felt at the time was ruining basketball. I guarantee you, go look this up. And now it's the complete opposite. The people are saying it's the three that's ruining basketball. And I heard somebody do this recently that they're like, I just would love to see people dunking the ball again. So part of what it is that I'm saying is that,
oh, that man,
people need to gripe about something.
Okay.
Like, people want to point a finger. And I know the viewing numbers are down a little bit and they still got to figure out the All-Star game.
But the checks are cashing.
Yeah, but a lot of, yeah, they just redid that NBA television deal, which was upwards to $30 billion. So somebody's making money. But a lot of this, you just got to relax that we, as whether podcasters or doing sports talk radio, we love to point a finger and say, well, that's the reason why. We like to complain about something. But I'm with you, the three, especially when you see what it is that Steph did last night, ain't ruining anything. I mean, that, if anything, that's must-see TV.
Now, this was very interesting. You remember former Bull and Warrior, B.J. Armstrong. Sure. We had him on about a month ago.
In the NBA.
Yeah, doing a podcast.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how the game is so is boring to him because everybody's playing the same way. The guys are like robots. Everybody's running to the three-point line. And Devone, I'm being real. I love the game. I watch it all night and day. But the bottom line is, let's just use a team like the Magic in this sense. Even if they suck at shooting threes, they're going to hoist up 40 to 50. So everything looks the same. What happened to the mid-range? What happened to the post game? Would Hakeem dominate now like he did back then when you played through, you know, you played through the block, but or you played through the post? So I do miss that. And I hope I don't sound like I'm griping on the game. I just know when I watch NBA basketball, it looks like I'm watching the same game all the time.
No, I'm
everybody just jacking up threes.
And everybody looks the same.
It's even become, if you don't have a Steph, Devone.
It's become homogenous. And I think that I would love to see. I don't know how you do it to bring back the interior play. Somebody said that just get rid of 3 seconds in the key. There's like certain things that, that they're, you know, they're thinking about. Just to give you, I mean, don't do away with the three, but to get some more balance.
Do you move it back? Do you think, or they still would let him go?
Yeah, I think you leave it alone. It's just you got to do something that maybe it's sort of like the international rules. I don't hate that widened lane, man. That looks so ugly. But maybe you do away with three in the key. You got to get some interior play.
Man.
Because I enjoy – the ball being dumped down, man. And just, you know, again, I think this all stems from we were talking about Quentin Post, where he just looks so – think about Porzingis. Porzingis just now is beginning to learn to play in
it's
the
like,
paint.
Go ahead. Great call, man.
He's 7'3".
The real Wimby. Yeah.
All that athleticism. One. Can you imagine if he came into the league back in the 90s and he wants to go out and shoot threes? Don Nelson, any of those guys that, that were coaching back in the days, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, man.
See this? Yeah. It's called the block. Those are called dots on the side of the paint. Stick your ass there and don't move for the next 15 years. Like, this idea, it's great now that you can shoot and they have this ability, but to be so one-dimensional where I'm Quentin Post, and yes, I'm a stretch, quote-unquote, five, which is great because it helps in terms of schematics and all of what it is that the Warriors are doing as far as spacing. But at times, if you're 7 feet tall, it's okay to go downstairs and get an easy one.
Man.
And for whatever reason, it's just not part of them being comfortable around that part of the hoop. And I think it's such a waste.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just want to get back to Wembanyama and the blood clot, man. Where are you?
That came out of left field. Again, shocker, Dan Devone. I'm no doctor. But, man, a blood clot is serious. That I know. But how do we go from Sunday, and he's playing and was playing hard in the All-Star game, and I'm like, the Spurs are – I'm elite. Bonte and I got the League Pass boys where we watch all the things and a text, you know, all the games and, you know, crazy places throughout the league. And San Antonio was – a destination, and they got Fox. So I don't know how this. Do you have pain and went to the doctor and they found it? Like, what went into? Yeah. I would love to know him even knowing he had it, or had he been dealing with soreness? I don't know, Dan, but it's a loss for the league.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, and I think
it really is.
Well, it's a loss if this is like, I mean, it could be one of those what could have been.
No doubt. Like, I hadn't gotten there, but you're right.
Well, you have to when you think about.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Chris, I mean, blood clot.
No, it's real. That's ACL, what Chris had to face. You're right. Yeah, he could never beat it.
I was reading somewhere where someone was talking about that if you do, and this isn't obviously for everybody, but if you do one thing consistently, like get up shots, or if you pitch and there's so much concentration on that one area of movement in your arm, it does something to the veins or something that they can they grab together, their circulation gets compromised, something along those lines. But yeah, I mean that dude, for me, just to go back to, you know, harping on 1995, but he shot too many threes for my liking. But wow, man, that guy was, you talk about good for league and must-see television. Like, Wembanyama, I ain't never seen anything but
yeah, and it will be, if he's able to beat this, Dan, and let's hope he does, it is his league. There is no doubt about it. But you got me thinking why Curry, when we say 37 in his age, people, we call it the blender. Bigs aren't comfortable out there, and we're in switch city, so we're just switching all the time. So are we really going to ever watch the chef really get old if he can still shoot it from where he's shooting it from? Can you really lock a guy down there for – you know what I mean, Dan?
At some point, like, what will be interesting to see is Steph Curry against Philadelphia, because he's not going to give you 56. And, in fact, I don't think he's – you know, he may give you – I don't know what to expect from him, because it's clear that as you get older, you can't do that as consistently as you once did.
And I keep forgetting about his age.
And so the Steph you see on Saturday, again, is going to be sort of what it is that you're talking about, that this is a product of when you get to 36. You'll give me 56 in a game, but when you're 36 years of age, they're going to be few and far between. And so it just becomes a matter of, because if it wasn't for Steph, you know, think about
that. They lose that game.
Well, hell yeah, but think about that offense before he went off. It had nothing.
Yeah.
There was nothing. Pajemski wasn't giving you anything. Butler wasn't doing anything.
And that's why it made 56-56. But it made it that more. It felt like the Olympics, Dan.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. So it just gets back to, is this team, even with Jimmy Butler, still one-dimensional? That if Steph doesn't have it going on, that the Golden State Warriors are going to struggle offensively? Or have we crossed that threshold now?
Yeah, and I keep bringing our guy up who's not here, Steiny. He's worried about their lack of three-point shooting. And I'll say this to that, Dan. Okay, who do we got? Moody? Okay, then we're talking about Moody minutes being condensed if he's the guy that's affected most by Kuminga coming back. Pods will shoot him, but I don't know why. I just, you know, Kuminga will take, what, 3 to 4, maybe sometimes 5 a game. But styles make fights to me, Devone. And the fact that Kevin Durant didn't come to Golden State has me believing the difference in his game compared to Butler and Curry's is why this thing has taken off so well. There's the portfolio's diversified. As opposed to Durant coming, he'll let him fly with the best of them, kind of mid-range, you know, not living in the post as much as Butler. So I don't want to say I'm worried about it until we see more nights like last night, because up until the chef saving them, you're right, nobody could hit outside of post and Steph Curry.
You know, a lot of this, it's not even about shooting threes or having an inside game. It's just that the confidence has returned. It's
amazing,
it's not even about breaking this down of, oh, we need to space the floor, or who's going to shoot threes for the Warriors, or who's going to offset Steph. It's just that now they expect to win. And however they slice that pie up at the end of the day, doesn't matter to them, I don't think, whether they're doing it through three balls or whether they're doing it through the grit and determination of a Jimmy Butler getting to the line and slowing it down, or whether it's Pajemski that's feeling it one night. It's just when winning returns, you know,
great,
and it gets back into the DNA,
Yeah. It's
a real thing. And I think that's what it is that we're witnessing with the Golden State Warriors, is that these veterans that did it before better than anybody, it's a dynasty, all right, at the end of the day. And they have now returned to a level of play where they expect to win. The confidence is there, and it's not about breaking it down as to how they won. And you need a shooter or you need a rim protector. No, it's just a team that, regardless of who it is that they're playing, and it doesn't matter whether it's at home or on the road, they expect to win. It's more of a, it's an intangible more than anything else, is what it is that I'm saying.
Man, Dan, do you tell me if I'm correct here? If I'm understanding you correctly, it sounds like what you're describing is the ultra confidence, But it's bigger than when they put the uniform on. It's driving to the facility on the day of the game.
Yeah.
It's doing the layups in the line. That's been renewed. And is it all because they got a guy that they believe in, or he fits the ideal of they knew they needed something? Because let's be honest, I wasn't mad at it. I loved that it was out there. The Warriors were desperate. Shams was saying they're calling every team about any and everybody, and I'm like, do you want that out there? I remember being in the club. I likened it to 2 a.m. It's 1:50. Oh, boy, I'm in trouble. And it kind of felt like that. But no, you are right. There's a belief. It is back, and it's within the players. And that's what I'm saying to me, to Dan. I say a lot of times in life, that's half the battle is upstairs if they're believing.
Yeah, and I think that clearly it's been Jimmy Butler and this one player that has changed things. And tell me how you feel about this. I think it's slowly becoming his team. Now, I know Draymond, Steph is sort of will always be Steph. Steph is going to be synonymous with the Warriors, but he's never really been. I mean, he's a leader, but sort of does it in a quiet different way.
Right, gotcha.
Jimmy Butler is so alpha that it's not anything that he's necessarily saying. I know he was drafting up plays the other day on the bench, but you could just see the respect that he immediately commands. That I think that this is going to become his basketball team.
And I'm not mad at that at all. And I'll tell you this, Kevin Durant, I can tell the next man or woman about how they feel about an experience they had and I didn't. That would be unfair and it would be stupid.
95.7 The Game. Breaking
news.
Scary.
Yeah, something out of Shams just tweeted here. Philadelphia's Joel Embiid has been ruled out for the season. So,
well, that's a good thing. It was hard watching them, Dan and Ken. I'm worried. Yeah. You talked about Wimby, and hopefully we're wrong with that. You know, blood clot, but I'm wondering how close we are to his career.
I'm with you.
I'm serious, man. He's about to have another surgery.
Yeah, but there's nothing to. What are you surgically repairing, man? That's bone on bone. And some of the things that. Here's one of the things that I read that they were actually considering is having a hip operation to remove a bone in his hip and transplant it to his knee.
Oh, man.
Like, if you get to that point where you got to cut up in your hip to save your knee.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mean to laugh, but it's at the point where I think that is, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if over the offseason somebody from his PR department has got to notify the world that he just can't do it anymore.
And the team needs it. I know this is already a financial loss. Forget it. Like you said, the owner's got the money. They'll be okay. But the bottom line is I believe the players, the fans, they need to know. Don't even light a candle. Keep the Bible closed. This thing is done, and we need to know it's done and move on. And you know what? As giddy and happy as everybody was during the Olympics, I really was offended. I have no dog in the fight in regard to the Sixers, but I just said to myself, it's one thing putting a medal around your neck. That man, Joel Embiid, has no business, after he was dragging his leg against the Knicks, even out there for that last playoff series, but being out there in the Olympics, how is that going to help you for this upcoming season? And to his credit, he tried to John Wayne it, but if you watched him, I mean, I'm talking about not a shell, Dan, shells of himself. He couldn't even move lateral at times.
You know what sort of accentuated all of this and really sort of what started him on this downward spiral?
I know where you're going.
What was Jonathan Kuminga?
Yes,
landed
sir.
On him,
yes, sir. Right here in the Bay.
Oh, hell yeah. And that was sort of the beginning of the end. But once again, the breaking news that Joel Embiid shut down for the remainder of the season. It's a team that the Warriors are going to see coming up tomorrow night. They'll do that out at Philadelphia against a 76er team that does have Paul George back. And Tyrese Maxey, say what you will, I think he's clearly the leader and the best player on that team. And you got Kelly Oubre and some of those boys. But when you think about Paul George and how close he came to this basketball team and just all of those, you know, there's a movie way back in the day. It was called Sliding Doors.
Okay. Who was in that?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to find out.
It was a movie about, like, the subway in New York City. And this happens a lot. I love riding the subway. I'm a people person. Like, you know, my significant other person in my life loves Uber. And loves cash. She says, I don't go in that subway. It stinks. Those people are disgusting, what have you. I love it, man. I love There's always somebody jamming on the sax down there because you get the acoustics. It's just amazing.
It's
kind of
dangerous, though, D.
Man. It's look real. It's real New York. But down in the subway, like, those doors will close on you quickly if you're trying to run and catch, catch a train. And so this movie is about sliding doors, meaning that there's one half of the movie, this one episode, of this woman who catches the train. She makes it by like 2 seconds.
Let's go.
And how her life is entirely changed because who she meets on that train, as opposed to the train door closes and her life goes in a completely different direction because she's not able to get on and meet this other person that changed her life. So as it relates, coming back to the Golden State Warriors, just staying with me here, is that, I mean, if Kevin Durant was into it, he would have been with his basketball team. If Paul George and the Los Angeles Clippers signed off, then, you know, Paul George would have been here.
And I was like, get him, do it.
If Danny Ainge wasn't asking for your firstborn, Lauri Markkanen would have been here.
And, you know, it's funny, Guru, when we were talking earlier with Steiny this week, he talked about six in the chamber. We didn't mention Joel Embiid, and Joel Embiid was definitely a name out there that the Warriors could have possibly gone after in a trade. Yeah. Now, was it one of those mainstay characters? I was going to say, because you were talking about New York City subways, Dan, is that Jake Fisher, who writes for the Stein Line, he put out something recently talking about how the Knicks were on their way to trade, to be willing to trade every single one of those draft picks for Joel Embiid, pivoting from Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns. So Joel Embiid could have been riding that same New York City subway before, but doesn't seem like he's going anywhere now.
I know he's never done anything, and he was on the wrong end of the 2019
Kawhi Leonard,
doop.
So was Jimmy.
Yeah, correct. But I know he doesn't have the hardware, but on a good day, Dan, Steiny hates this, Joel Embiid was a bad dude. We talk about the stretch five. He could do but he could also go in there and bang with the best of them and make his free throws. Dude was, man.
Yeah, no, he could put it on the deck. And then he'd get to the rim or he'd get to a mid-range. Whatever get to that you wanted. Yeah, no, he was a dangerous basketball player. But once again, Joel Embiid done for the basketball season. So the Golden State Warriors now will take on a Philadelphia 76er team that is without one Joel Embiid, and an opportunity to pick up a win. I said this the other night in doing the Warriors wrap-up, which, by the way, man, I got to drag you out of bed one night and come do that show with me because it's lonely in here. It's just me just, like, making stuff up. Like, I don't –
look at Danny.
I'm just going, you know, I'm, like, howling at the moon. I'm like, what the
– I am scared. Yeah.
But
– you do a good job.
Do they sweep the thing? Can you see them – going 5-0 on this trip? Is that a reality?
Oh, there's no doubt. Again, I got to slow down, and I'll say 4-1. I'm not going to say the Knicks are a mess. They're a great story, but they got some problems on the defensive end. And I know they got Robinson back, so I don't look at them as the big bad wolf, you know? So I get it. It's basketball. You got to respect your opponent. But, Dan, I could easily see a 5-0 road trip.
Yeah, I think the Knicks, I'm with you. And that's a significant game because the Warriors do have to play a quote-unquote good basketball team and beat them with Jimmy Butler. I'm trying to think. I mean, Orlando was a sub-500 team. It's a significant win, but they've got to beat somebody that – I mean, look, say what you will about the Knicks, but they're the number 3 seed out in the Eastern Conference. And it's a team, you're right, that it's just not good defensively right now. Everybody's – I know Jersey Ken is like, you know – You're awake
no,
for this.
No, I agree with it.
Everybody's going to Karl Anthony Towns.
Like, no,
what just, about Tibbs, though? That's supposed to be a staple.
Yeah, that drop coverage it seems to be not working, and they use it the most, apparently, statistically, they've said. But, yeah, this Knicks team, I mean, they just suffered. You know, they just went barely escaped Philly a few nights ago.
How did Bridges constitute? I know we're up against it. 5 number ones, yeah, and Luka didn't even get anything close to that.
That was an absolute mistake. Yeah. But, yeah, the Knicks are coming up on this road trip. But first, it's Philadelphia. Once again, the news that Joel Embiid will not be available. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We'll continue to talk about the Golden State Warriors. If you want to get in on the action, 888-957-9570. It's Guru and Dan here on a Friday on 95.7 The Game.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.